Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Roger Ailes, the man who more than any other created Fox News and a new kind of politics in America, died this morning at 77. He lost his job last summer as a series of sexual harassment scandals hammered him and his network. We're going to take a few minutes now to consider his impact on American journalism and politics and women in the workplace. You can join us on air or online. What do you see as the legacy of Roger Ailes? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also join us at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at OnPoint Radio. And now joining us, we have two top-notch media reporters from Washington, Hadas Gold, media reporter for Political. Welcome, Hadas.
Hello.
Hi. And from New York, Brian Stelter, senior media correspondent for CNN and the host of Reliable Sources. Brian, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Busy day for both of you, I'm sure. Brian, what more can you tell us about this really shocking development about Roger Ailes' death? Do we know any more about why and how he died?
We don't have a specific cause of death, but he had been ill for a number of years, on and off, even before he resigned in disgrace from Fox News last summer. He had recently been splitting time between his homes in Florida and New York, and we don't have an official cause of death yet.
And Hadas, I'm sure that you have no more information than Brian does.
No, we don't, but Brian is correct in that he has been ill. Actually, in an authorized biography that was published a few years ago, he acknowledged his failing health and sort of darkly joked that he maybe had 6 years left or so, and that was, I would say, just about 5 years ago.
Brian, do you have any insight into what the impact of this controversy has been on Ailes himself? How did he take this? Did this, was this something that really set him back? I know he had a huge financial settlement coming out of it, but it must have been pretty devastating to hear all these awful things said about him at the time when he was let go.
Ailes' life changed dramatically 10 months ago when he was resigning from Fox News, losing the network that he had built really almost out of nothing with financial support from Rupert Murdoch, but entirely with his vision and his television expertise. Ailes was relatively isolated in recent months, not communicating with some longtime friends and colleagues. The settlements and the lawsuits were all still piling up. There were a number of lawsuits pending at the time of his death, and there's an ongoing federal investigation into Fox News, really into the Ailes era, into the idea that the settlement payments may have been covered up, into the idea that they were trying to intimidate and bully people and using inappropriate tactics, maybe employing Ailes' friends on the payroll in devious ways. There's a lot we don't know about that investigation, but the fact that it exists and it's been going on for months speaks to Ailes' complicated legacy, that he helped a lot of people, helped a lot of careers, changed television as we know it, but also hurt a lot of people at the same time.
Well, let's hear now from the most high-profile person who was affected by Roger Ailes herself. This is from last November. Then Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly appeared on CBS, not Fox, CBS This Morning, to discuss her sexual harassment allegations against Roger Ailes. She said that these started in 2005, shortly after she started working at the network.
Roger was like a king at Fox News. This was not somebody you would take on lightly. I'd been at the company for 12 months. But take my situation out of it, right? I mean, I had been a lawyer, so I knew how to handle it. But I think most women who this happens to have no clue what to do. Mm-hmm. They're just scared. And like me, they just want it to stop.
Now, Hadas Gold, this obviously, the stories of sexual harassment at the hands, so to speak, of Roger Ailes really impacted women beyond the news business, right?
Oh, definitely, because he, like Megyn Kelly said in that clip, he was considered a king, he was considered untouchable. And a lot of, when Gretchen Carlson came out with her lawsuit and that it actually resulted in some consequences, a lot of women across industries, and especially though in the media industry, reacted and said, wow, this, you know, you can actually have an effect if you speak up, and that this we can actually enact some sort of change. And now Gretchen Carlson has turned it into sort of her, the next phase of her career is her life mission is to speak up about workplace sexual assault.
Well, let's hear from Gretchen Carlson. She, in November 2016, she talked about dealing with sexual harassment in the workplace on ABC's 2020. Because of her $20 million settlement with Fox News, she said she could not discuss details of her actual allegations against Roger Ailes, but she spoke more generally. Here's ABC's Amy Robach.
Do you feel like you won?
I can't answer specifically about whether or not I won in that specific case. But, boy, I hope I've helped other women to win.
And, you know, Brian Stelter, this is something that I think that's important to keep in mind, that for all the controversy that has surrounded Fox News because of its political or ideological slant, really, that has not been part of this story at all. This is all the controversy around Roger Ailes, correct me if I'm wrong, has really been about the allegations against him for sexual harassment, not
that's
his
right.
politics.
That's right, about his personal conduct in the office behind closed doors. There were many people at Fox News who said they had no idea this was going on, that these women were being harassed inside Ailes' office. At the same time, there could have been willful blindness, people choosing not to know, choosing to look the other way. There's a lot we don't know about that, and that's partly why this federal investigation is taking place and these lawsuits are still pending. Talking about Ailes, we have to hold multiple thoughts in our head at the same time. He was a television genius who really did change America. I don't use those words lightly. And whether you think he changed America for the better or the worse, depends a lot on your political persuasion. He created this alternate universe for conservatives in the U.S. Fox News is a virtual public square for the GOP. Before Fox, it was really just talk radio for that. And now there's an entire channel and an entire apparatus for it. So he's affected our politics in profound ways. I would even argue we wouldn't have President Trump if it weren't for Roger Ailes. So he had this immense impact on the culture. At the same time, behind the scenes, women would describe him engaging in incredibly inappropriate things. He could be bold and brash, he could be brilliant, but he could also be profane and crass and inappropriate. All those things were true at the same time.
You know, and I think that we have to keep all these things in mind as we consider the legacy of Roger Ailes, not only what his tenure at Fox News meant for women, but also, as you say, the impact he's had on our political process. I mean, take this line from the Mark Fisher's obit in the Washington Post for Roger Ailes. He mastered the art of selling political candidates like Hollywood celebrities and was the architect of conservative-oriented TV news. Hadass, he had huge impact on how we carry out elections.
Oh, I mean, and he had impact also in the past on helping elect behind the scenes at least three presidents. And it was said that in Republican politics, if you wanted to be a high-level Republican politician, if you wanted to become president, you have to go through Fox News. If Fox News had not sort of made up with Donald Trump during the 2016 election, would it have been different? I don't know. I was on a panel very recently with some French journalists, and they were all noting that they were wondering, had the French election turned out differently if France had had its own version of a sort of Fox News? And it really, you can't underestimate the impact that Fox has had, especially on Republican politics. You hear sometimes from Republican members of Congress or Republican political operatives who sort of at some points have complained about the grip that the network has had sort of on Republican politics. It's not clear if that's going to change anytime soon. Clearly, their influence has continued beyond Roger Ailes, and what he built will have some sort of lasting effect.
Well, Brian, how has Fox News changed already in the aftermath of Roger Ailes' tenure there, if it has?
I would say it's changed around the margins. what Fox would tell you if a spokesperson for Murdoch was here, they would say, we've improved the culture. We've instituted sexual harassment training. We've had sensitivity training. We've made sure everybody knows how to contact HR if there's a problem. We are making changes. How true that is, I don't know, and not being on the inside of Fox News. But the Murdochs say they've addressed some of the cultural problems of the Ailes era. You know, just yesterday, what a strange twist of fate. They announced yesterday a newsroom renovation at Fox News. Brand new multi-million-dollar newsroom. It's going to take months to build. And what are they doing? They're literally tearing down Ailes' old office and all of the offices around him, almost as if it had been a stain on the network that had to be removed. So he created this thing. He gained more and more and more power, maybe to the point that he thought he was untouchable and no one could ever take him down. And it wasn't until women, beginning with Gretchen Carlson, spoke up that there were changes. But I would say those changes have mostly been off the air in terms of sexual harassment training and things like that. We've not seen a dramatic change in the tone on Fox News. The primetime lineup is reliably, consistently pro-Trump and also anti-media, anti-the rest of the media. And that'll continue as long as people are watching by the millions.
Well, Brian or Hadass, have either of you been monitoring Fox News today to see what commentators and anchors are saying about Ailes?
Well, this morning, the Fox and Friends anchors broke the news on the network, actually citing Drudge Report initially. And you could definitely hear the emotion in the co-anchors' voices as they were announcing this news. You have to understand that this man has a very complicated legacy, and while a lot of people at Fox will recognize that he might have had inappropriate relations with women, and obviously it was unacceptable if the allegations against him and how it all went out was very just unpleasant overall, that for a lot of these people, they owe their careers to this man and that he really changed the television landscape. So you're seeing from a lot of people, also even former Fox anchors, I heard Major Garrett earlier on CBS, who he was at Fox for a while, kind of acknowledging and giving credit to this person. At the same time, we have to balance out with what happened behind the scenes and how that directly affected a lot of lives of a lot of women.
And let's go now to Steve, who's on the line from Canton, Ohio. Steve, I'm sure you, like many of our listeners, are familiar with what's been on Fox News over the years. What are your thoughts today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I believe Mr. Ailes, and I hate to berate a man who's just died, but I believe his legacy will not be a good one. I believe that Fox News is a propaganda machine. It's basically, they stretch facts. They ignore other important facts that don't coincide with the case they want to make. And they've become, you know, a wing of the Tea Party and some of the, you know, extremists in the GOP, unfortunately. And I've voted for Republican candidates before, but, you know, the party that, my first election, I voted for George H.W. Bush. And regrettably, reasonable candidates like him won't even get any airtime now, you know, from somebody, you know, from a network like Fox. And that's not even getting into some of the, you know, sexual harassment claims, which, you know, regrettably will be a stain on who he was.
And thank you, Steve. I'm Tom Gelton, and this is On Point. And Brian, do you think that the impact of Roger Ailes on television news has had any implications for television news more generally? I mean, he certainly took Fox News in a pretty deliberate direction ideologically. Since then, we have seen, it seems to me, a somewhat more of a political slant on other cable news channels as well.
Television has been Foxified to some degree, even the colors and the look of the channels. You know, in the mid-1990s, before Fox News was launched, there was really just CNN on cable news. That was all. Then MSNBC and Fox News launched, and Ailes had a different vision for how it should look and how it should feel. Bold, sometimes scary graphics, Fox News alerts, terror warning labels on screen. Ailes would sometimes tell his staff to turn the volume down and just watch the screen without the sound. Mm. He could judge it without having to hear the words, which means he couldn't hear the journalism or hear the opinion. He was judging how the anchors looked and how the graphics looked and what it felt like to watch. And I would actually argue to this day, you could see the impact of that on Fox's air as I'm looking at it right now. Even right now, the colors are bolder, more dramatic, perhaps scary even, compared to other news channels. So Ailes had that kind of view of television. He once said to me when I was new at CNN, and I told him I was having a hard time with the camera, with the teleprompter. He said, "Don't work for the equipment. Make the equipment work for you. Move the camera closer if you have to. Do whatever you have to do." That was his view of talent, that it was all about the star, all about the television star, whether it was Bill O'Reilly or Megyn Kelly or Sean Hannity. And he helped many of their careers, even at the same time he allegedly harassed women like Kelly.
So, Brian, you found that advice helpful, I guess.
I did. I remember the first time I met him in the mid-2000s, I was at Fox News headquarters, and he came, kind of bulldozing into the office that I happened to be sitting in. He was a larger-than-life figure for everybody who was around him. He could be intimidating, he could be frightening, but he could also be very friendly and incredibly charming. And those are sort of, that's why I feel this morning such has a complicated history, a complicated legacy.
Hadass Gold, did you have any interaction with Roger Ailes?
I unfortunately never got the opportunity to directly meet Roger Ailes, but you felt his presence throughout all of the Fox staff, especially the public relations team, and just everybody who was there. You felt like sometimes they took in some of his personality and would reflect it back. I mean, everybody there was affected by Roger Ailes from the top executives and talent all the way on down.
Well, he certainly was a hero to many in the conservative movement. Sean Hannity tweeted today, "Today America lost one of its great patriotic warriors, Roger Ailes." Matt Drudge tweeted, "Roger brought news to life, a true American classic." Laura Ingraham tweeted, "Roger Ailes founded one of the most important and successful media outlets in American history. I will miss his friendship dearly. Rest in peace." Roger Ailes died this morning at the age of 77, a towering figure in American broadcasting. I'd like to thank Hadass Gold, who covers the media for Political, for joining us. Hadass, thank you.
Thank you.
And our other guest was Brian Stelter. He's senior media correspondent for CNN, also the host of Reliable Sources. I know it's been a busy day for you, Brian. Thanks to you for joining in our conversation.
Thank you.